You're listening to KNKX, and if you've been to a restaurant in Seattle, you've probably noticed a sign with a smiley face on it in the window. It's the health department's food safety rating system. King County began rolling it out in January. 88.5's Paula Whistle reports on the effect it's having.
There are four ratings a restaurant can get. There's excellent, an emoji with a wide grin, good, a standard smiley face, okay, a face with a slight smile, and then needs to improve, an emoji with a neutral face. The food safety ratings are definitely getting noticed. I ask Stuart Tarand about them as he unloads a delivery truck in downtown Seattle. Do you pay any attention to them?
I actually do. I look for the good or excellent, and that's about it.
You aren't going to go with the okay.
Not going to go with the okay. No, definitely not.
Lillian Lee, who I catch up with as she crosses the street, agrees.
I'm kind of cautious with the okay ones. Yeah.
Becky Elias with Seattle King County Public Health says it shows the system is working.
Our goal is not to stop people from going to restaurants. Our goal is to give them information that they can use to decide where they want to dine.
She points out even restaurants with the lowest rating do meet minimum standards. The health department has always inspected restaurants, and it's been possible for some time to look up those reports online. But Elias says the public nature of this has resulted in restaurant owners being more engaged.
We are hearing from our inspectors that businesses are asking questions more along the lines of, what can I do to improve my rating? What can I do to improve food safety?
Still, some food safety activists aren't happy. Sarah Schott doesn't like that restaurants are graded in comparison to others in their neighborhood rather than citywide. Still, she says,
it's improvement over having nothing and having an antiquated website to look it up on.
Whether the system is actually reducing foodborne illnesses won't be known until more data can be collected. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.